The ubiquity of social media has done a lot to disrupt the advertising and marketing industries. It allows companies to talk one-on-one to potential consumers, regardless of where they live in the world. But if companies don't get the message right, they risk alienating shrewd media consumers. Business reporter Alicia Barry has the story.
Winning the hearts of consumers is a delicate art on the noisy canvas of social media. An irreverent YouTube video from a well-known fast food giant resonates with its audience.
It's officially official! Macca's Australia have reached 1 million Facebook fans! Some of them love us, some of them hate us.
Some of them sometimes sort of like us because there was that one time we forgot the extra goat.
Not so effective, the Minerals Council's Australians for Coal Twitter hashtag, which has managed to incite mockery rather than support.
If you're a Facebook user today or a Twitter user today, you'll know that there's just a lot of content from your own feed. So when you start to put advertising content into that mix as well, there's a lot to deal with.
Jason Juma-Ross is the national leader of digital intelligence at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Spending on digital advertising as a whole has overtaken television and press in Australia, a country that has 12 million active Facebook users. So Jason Juma-Ross says it's something companies need to work on or risk becoming invisible.
There's a huge opportunity here to be relevant. This is really all about having a one-to-one conversation with individuals, but at scale in the marketplace. A lot of companies get that wrong, and we tend to, by default, apply the same broadcast advertising paradigm to social media that we're all used to dealing with. And when we do that, the messaging very often ends up in what's effectively the spam box.
Spam or not, technology is eroding the traditional marketing and advertising channels, something Australian-designed startup Canva knows. It's hoping targeting users directly through well-known Silicon Valley entrepreneur and former Apple promoter Guy Kawasaki will work.
It's just a great time to be an entrepreneur and a great time to be a marketing person because social media is basically fast, free, and ubiquitous. When I first started in the tech business in 1983 or 1984, the way that you rolled out a product was you bought advertising in Macworld magazine, or you hired a PR firm and you hoped that they could get to the big paper-based publications. Well, that world is gone.
In this world, Guy Kawasaki plans to use his 8 million social media followers to spruik the Canva brand. For his trouble, he's taking a $1 salary and eventually stock options in the business. Another on a $1 salary is Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. He told analysts at Facebook's quarterly earnings announcement in January he wants the advertisers on his site to create engaging content to sell their wares.
Our goal is to reach a point where the ads are as relevant and timely as the content your friends share with you.
Director of Advanced Human Technologies Ross Dawson says these strategies will only work if companies are honest.
People can very quickly see when something is false or has a false tone. Indeed, companies now do have to find those that are genuinely engaged to be able to help them to spread their messages. So in a world which is becoming more transparent, being genuine, you know, not trying to pull a swift one on your consumers is in fact the only way to success.
On top of that must-do, Guy Kawasaki says social media users are now demanding visual content.
The quality of your post in terms of the information. And what does your post look like graphically? Does it have a beautiful picture? Does it have a beautiful banner? Does it have embedded video?
He predicts in years to come, people won't call it social media marketing. It will just be an intrinsic part of the mix. And it seems that may not be too far off.
Business reporter Alicia Barry.